Welcome back to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. And if you're just joining us, welcome. And we're happy that you have decided to listen to this podcast. And as I always say, we're all learning and growing together in how to live our full lives by honoring God and knowing His word and following it. So we have started this teaching on the subject of managing our time so we can manage our lives. And I think it's a subject that is not discussed enough, and we kind of overlook it and take time for granted. And as you all know, time goes by so fast, right? Like it's Monday before you know it, it's Friday and it's Monday again. And everybody that I know of at some point or another has said how time flies, like time goes by so fast. So just a recap of what I talked about during my last podcast, and it was basically something that we have to clearly deal with before we even start setting goals. And I talked about how we see ourselves. So if you're the type of person that you see yourself not worthy or guilty or someone who hasn't earned the blessings of God and not deserving, then you really need to deal with those beliefs. Because if you're a child of God, if you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior, and if you haven't, please, go back and listen to my teaching on the subject of what is Christianity about. And also there's a specific podcast on salvation. It's a salvation prayer where you surrender your life to Christ and you make Him the Lord of your life. And there's really no specific way of saying that prayer, but you can even Google it and look up a Christian salvation prayer and get some ideas. But that's the first step. But once you do that, then you have to acknowledge that your sins have been forgiven, that God has blessings in store for you, and He's there to help you. And that's where you have to see yourself the way God sees you. You have to see yourself through His eyes, that you are worthy, that God loves you. And if you have to look in the mirror and tell yourself every day and say, God loves you, and put your name in that sentence, and you have to say that you are strong, that you are victorious, and that you are deserving. So if this is hard for you guys to swallow, this is something maybe you have to say these words to yourself every day until you believe it. Most importantly, you need to find scripture or look up scripture that reaffirms these things for people that are righteous, right? So I said that in this during this teaching, we're going to actually get into the different areas of our lives and decide where we are and where we want to be. Hopefully you guys have made that list in every single area of your life, and those areas could be different for everybody, because some areas maybe you don't feel like you need to work on right now. You're doing good. Obviously there's always room for improvement, but maybe we need to focus on some other areas and put our, you know, focus and energy into the areas that we really feel like need to be improved. But generally these are the areas that people like to improve on. And those areas could be anywhere from this spirituality in your life, the physical aspect, and your work area, career, your relationships, your own self-improvement, you know, your own skills, entertainment. You know, maybe some people don't have any in their lives, or some people have too much, right? Maybe some people are devoting too much time and finances and energy into entertainment. And maybe some people, they just feel like there's no time, there's no resources, and I really don't deserve to do this or take time off or go on vacation or have a good time with friends because I haven't done this yet. And they're always waiting for something to complete before they feel worthy of it. But regardless of all that, you guys were supposed to write down where you are in your life in those areas and then write down where you like to be. Now, don't try to figure it out how you're going to get from point A to point B. This is a process and this is a journey that with God's help, you can get to it. And it could be different timing in every single area and different amount of time it takes for each person. So don't compare yourself to other people. And I also went over the fact that some people might think, well, I don't know if these desires that I put, these goals that I put down, if it's God's will, therefore, I don't know if He's going to help me. And we talked about that too during the last podcast. So again, feel free to go back and listen to it. So basically, I mentioned that always pray and ask God for His guidance and ask Him to remove any desires in you that you should not be having, that He doesn't approve of, that is not according to His word. But again, if you're a regular Bible reader and somebody who has a desire to get to know God and His Word, you will know from the Bible and from His Word what His desires are for you in every single area of your life. And the last thing that I covered was the words that you speak, things that you say about yourself in every single area of your life. And that's really has a huge impact. I know we take it for granted and we don't really think the words we say has any effect. And the Bible is very, very clear to the point that it says the power of life and death are in our tongue. So we can literally give life to something or kill something with the words that we say. And usually people are even jokingly say negative things about themselves. And maybe they even feel bad about saying something good about themselves. And obviously this is not to say to be prideful and conceited and talk about ourselves. And, you know, this is not what that's about. Maybe this is something you have to do in your own privacy with yourself and say good things about yourself and not constantly say what the world says, like things like, I'm so stupid, or I can't remember this, I'm starting to forget, or I can't see, or I can't do that, I don't have what, you know, all these negative things about ourselves. You have to stop. Literally make a choice of asking God to tame your tongue, but be on guard of the words that are try to come out of your mouth. And you have to say, nope, I'm not going to say that. And actually try to say the opposite of that. But anyway, so this teaching, I would like to start with the area of spirituality. And why is it important for us to have that area? And some of you may not even have that area in your life where you do anything with that, right? Maybe you're just so busy from the time you wake up till the time you go to bed that there is no time for spirituality. But I have to tell you, if there isn't, you need to carve out time on your schedule. And you can start small, but you absolutely have to pay attention to this area. Why? Because when you grow spiritually, you will succeed in life. When you go spiritually, and I'm not just saying spiritually, but spiritually closer to God. When you mature spiritually with your relationship with God, you will have more success in your life. There's benefits to that. And the benefits are like spiritually mature Christians, they're more stable. They have less stress. They're more mature. They handle the same problem. And that's not to say they don't have problems, that they don't face the issue that other people do. Sometimes they actually face more issues because they're more under attack because they're close to God. But the way they handle their problems, you would think they don't really have a problem, or they're very mature about it. And they're not driven by emotions and feelings. They don't act on their emotions. Whereas baby Christians or non-Christians, most of the time their decisions are based on their feelings. So that's why this is an area that you absolutely have to carve out time in your schedule and pay attention to it. And this is something that we can develop habits in, just like anything else, like working out. You know, if somebody has not worked out in a long time, they have to start gradually and build those habits. And these habits will determine the outcome, correct? And what's going to happen when you develop these spiritual habits, you're going to draw closer to God. And then the gospel, the word of God, will start changing your life. I know you might think, well, I don't see how that's happening. Trust me, it will. It has for me. For anybody that I know that has grown closer to God, I can see the changes in their lives. And it is God's will for you to grow spiritually. He doesn't want you to stay a baby Christian. And he doesn't want us to live by our emotions and our feelings. You know, I don't feel like doing this, or I feel like doing that, and how many times that has got us into trouble, right? So basically, that's what I'm going to talk about, which is how do we develop these characters, these habits that will help us grow closer to God. And if that's an area, if it wasn't an area that you put on your list, please add it and decide how much time you can spend each day, because yes, it is a daily thing. It's not a weekly thing. Just like you eat food for your body every day, sometimes three times a day or smaller portions, maybe even more. Because if you don't eat, what's going to happen? You're going to feel tired and cranky, and you know, your mind is not as clear, and you don't feel like you have the strength to do the things that you're supposed to do. It's the same thing. So a lot of Christians are honestly spiritually malnourished. They're starving because they're not putting the time that they need to grow spiritually. So this is what we're going to talk about in the next podcast. So until then, God be with you and God bless you.